The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production, available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
At CarPhoneWarehouse.ie, you can shop our range of prepay and SIM-free mobile phones, as well as wearables, headphones, cases, and other accessories. For your convenience, we have also reopened selected stores and have implemented a number of social distancing measures for safer shopping. For details on store reopenings, check out carphonewarehouse.ie.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production, available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Is your cell phone bill out of control? Then this is your wake-up call. The new TracFone Wireless gives you unlimited talk and text starting at $20 a month, no contract. Plus, unlimited carryover data with active service. Yep, the new TracFone Wireless. Now you're in control. See terms and conditions at TracFone.com.
So, how'd it go?
What?
Did you make the team? Am I looking at the new starting point guard?
I got cut. All my friends made the team, though. I'm going to have FOMO all season.
Son, I'm so sorry. You know, I've been in your shoes before. Yeah, I used to miss all my favorite NBA games. I had so much FOMO, too. But then, I switched to DirecTV, and they also gave me this season of NBA League Pass. Now I can watch the NBA wherever and whenever I want.
So, how does that help me make the team?
Honestly, son, we both knew it was a long shot. Yeah, we're more of a chess team type of family.
TV without NBA League Pass is just kinda TV. Switch today and find out how DirecTV will give you this season of NBA League Pass. Don't just kinda TV, DirecTV. Out of market games only. Blackout rules apply. Restrictions apply. Call 1-800-DIRECTV.
Okay, so James Kennedy told me about this crazy party that Hulu threw in Beverly Hills. Kate Chastain was there, a bunch of the housewives, and even Captain Lee. So I just have one question. Why was I not invited? Now I have to watch the commercials to see what happened like everyone else. Like, extreme FOMO here. But lucky for you, Hulu has the reality TV you love. So start your free trial today at Hulu.com.
From Vanderpump Rules to Vegas and everywhere in between, it's time to party with Sheena Shea. This is Shenanigans. And now, here's your host, Sheena Shea.
Back in studio here at Podcast One, we are actually recording this, video recording this, not just audio, so you guys can watch along. My special guest also has a show here, and we're going to be doing a little podcast swap today, so you guys are getting double the Sheena and Taylor Nolan. How are you?
Yeah, thanks. I'm doing really well. I'm excited to be here, and excited about doing not only audio but also video.
Yeah, so. I know. I like when you're able to see what, because like I'm more of a visual person.
Same.
I was always that way in school. Like I was the kid who wanted to sit in the front of the class.
Yep.
Also, I was blind and in denial that I needed glasses. But, but it's like I need to like just see everything and take the notes. Yeah. And so I love this. So here we are.
Yeah.
I was just saying right before we started, your curls are looking extra amazing today.
Thank you. Thank you so much. The curls are, it's like, it's a little bit of a love-hate relationship.
Yeah.
Used to be a lot of hate and now it's mostly love.
Yeah.
But sometimes they just are a little difficult and like to do their own thing. But I like to just say, you know, you can't tame the curls. You just have to let them be free. Let them be frizzy sometimes.
Yeah. My hair was giving me such a hard time this morning. So my life the last couple months, I just started dating someone new.
Yes.
So I have a boyfriend now, which is crazy because if you listen to the first year and a half of Shenanigans, it's just me talking to him like, fuck guys, single forever. Yeah. And now here I am like, oh my God. But so we've been traveling a ton. And then it's like when I'm here, I only have a few days a week I'm here because he lives in San Diego. So we're splitting our weeks right now. Mm-hmm. And this week, it was just like, boom, boom, boom. I had to record a new song. Mm-hmm. It's called Like a Boss. Nice. So my friend Lala, who I work with, we're doing like a cross promotion for this new Tiffany Haddish movie.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Love her. I just watched her new stand-up on Netflix last night.
Oh, there's a new one?
Yep.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm watching that tonight for sure.
It was very good.
So, yeah, I'm obsessed with her. So when we got the offer to do this, I was like, hell yeah. Don't care what dates. I will schedule around that. Yeah. So it was really fun because they wrote an original song for us that Lala and I got a rap. It's like a rap.
Yes.
So we're not singing. I was just at, we were just talking about this. I'm always at a music festival. There's another one this weekend in Vegas. I was just in another one in San Diego. So I wanted to record the song before I went to the music festival because I know myself and I have a very raspy voice and I lose it all the time. Mm-hmm. But the song wasn't ready. So I had to do it the day I got back and I was like, shit, Lala can sing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a performer. Mm-hmm. I can rap, I can perform, but like, I can't belt.
Yeah.
And she got to the recording session first. She's like, girl, don't worry. It's just rapping. I was like, hell yeah. So we do this song and it ended up being so much fun. I was like, okay, if there's a season 9 of Vanderpump Rules, like, no joke, should we be, like, a rap duo? You know, like, Salt and Peppa 2.0, but, like, we're both white?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. So I put it out on Twitter last night. I said, what should our rap duo mean? You know, some were nice, some were not.
But you're always going to get that.
Of course. Yeah. And it's, I mean, I'm used to that. I've been on this damn show for 8 years now.
Yeah.
So it's crazy.
It's wild.
But we had the recording session, and then yesterday from 10 to 6, we had dance rehearsal and a dress rehearsal. Professional dancers who actually know what they're doing. Lala and I are like, we got rhythm, we can twerk, but like not a trained dancer.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's only a minute, but I mean, for one full minute, however many 8 counts that was, like, and singing, dancing at the same time, like, that was a long day. And then today I wake up. It's raining, and my hair is naturally just, it's always just pretty straight and blah. It's very hard to get any volume. Mm. But today, for the look, I had to film interviews for Vanderpump, and I wanted this, like, finger wave and this weather, and my hair was not a green, hence why it's just flat straight. So,
but still looks good.
Yeah,
still looks
thanks.
Good. Yeah.
So hair, weather, but you were saying you think the water here is it because you live in what, Seattle?
Yeah, yeah, I'm in Seattle, and I mean, my curls look good in Seattle too. Like,
yeah,
I like them there as well. But yeah, you can always tell when, I don't know, when there's just something in the water, and the curls just, they feel different, they shape differently, and my hair was a complete disaster before coming here,
because
I had a very early flight. I was up like 4 a.m. And so, yeah, I was like, oh, wasn't expecting to like have the curls looking this fresh today.
Seriously, they do. They're very fresh.
Yes, thank you.
But I mean, I think that is true with like whether it's like the sun or the water or whatever in different places. Like my friend Ariana, she's from Florida.
Yeah.
And she swears she cannot tan in L.A. She's like, the California sun's just different. And I'm like, I tan anywhere I go. But she like, I've laid out with her in Florida and in L.A. And I'm like,
yeah.
Okay, you do tan better here. I don't know what it is, but yeah, something in the water, something in the sun.
Yes.
Okay, so there's a bunch of things I want to talk to you about because I feel like you are obviously very educated with like mental health and all of that. So I want to go back, though, before we get into all of that, to what made you go on The Bachelor? Yeah. Was that your decision or did a friend sign you up and nominate you?
Yeah, so it was actually my stepdad.
oh, my God, I love that.
He came back from a Mariners game and was a little drunk. And we were watching JoJo's season premiere.
Yes.
And they do the commercial, you know, that's like ABC casting.
Yeah.
Like, blah, blah.
If you or someone you know would like.
Yes, exactly. And he was just, like I said, a bit drunk and just kept hammering me on, oh my God, Taylor, like, you need to apply. Oh my God, it'd be so great to see you on there. Like, you tell all these girls, blah, 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 blah.
And you did.
And I was just like, okay, Jason, like, calm down. But he would not leave me alone about it. And so at the end of that night, I went online and they just had like a super simple application that was just like your demographic information and a photo. And I was like, this is simple enough. Like, sure, I'll put this out there and nothing will come of it. And then the next day, literally, I got a call and I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like because I have so many friends in the Bachelor Nation now, mm-hmm. I feel like I've also been on the show. I don't know whose season it was. I think I've just hopped around a few.
Yeah.
But there was something I saw. So recently, I did a murder mystery video. It was for Knives Out, the new movie that just came out.
Yeah.
Shout out. It was so good. There's an amazing twist at the end. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't.
Okay. It's really good. I definitely recommend it. So a couple weeks ago, we got together for like an early Friendsgiving. It was me, Demi, a few of the guys from Hannah's season, and then a couple other influencer girls. And we played this like murder mystery Knives Out game. And it was so much fun. But when I posted about it, there were like so many comments and people were like, wait, what season of The Bachelor was Sheena on? I wasn't. I was just taking the rejects from everyone else.
Would you ever go on?
So now
you have a boyfriend, but
now I have a boyfriend. But for the last 2 years that I've been single, I've been like trying to pitch myself to ABC, but we're under NBC Universal, Bravo, ABC. Like, there's like that issue.
Yeah, true.
But also, I was like, can't you just make me the Bachelorette? Like, I don't want to have to put in the work and go on The Bachelor first. If that was the requirement, probably not. Because I deal with enough catty bitches at Sir and on Vanderpump Rules that being in a house with all of them and without a phone.
Without a phone, without TV, without music.
I mean, no music.
Music was the biggest piece for me. Yeah.
That's the first. I've interviewed a lot of people from The Bachelor. I didn't know you couldn't listen to music.
No music because it messes with the audio. So, like, what I used to do with my producer that I was really close with, who I did most of my ITMs with, before, like, he'd sit me down, and then I'd be like, okay, but first, and then he'd be like, okay, fine, and he'll, like, play a song for me, and we would just, like, jam out for a quick second before I did my ITM. So I was like, music is, like, my biggest way of coping and just, like, centering myself and just, like, letting loose, I guess. I don't drink, so I'm like, I just love to listen to music and not give a fuck. So that was the only time I got to listen to music was when I had to, like, bribe him to do my ITM.
Oh, wow. I listen to music every day. It's such a big part of my life. But even falling asleep at night, if it's not, like, soft music, I have, like, my Calm app.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, to be in a house with a bunch of girls and none of that.
Yeah. It's such a bubble. Such a bubble.
What was the hardest thing for you being in the house or out of the house and traveling with these crazy girls?
I mean, first, honestly, music was a huge thing for me, but I think also just being so disconnected from friends and family, like, that part was really hard because each day feels like 3 months.
Yeah.
Like, one day feels just so incredibly long, and it feels like you've been away from people forever. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, you're going through all these different experiences, and it's like you want to share that with people. You want to share that with your support system. And so that part was really hard that it was like, also, my season was the 2016 election.
Oh.
So there were lots of bits of that that I was like, wait, I want to know what's going on.
Right.
Like, I'm in such this bubble. Like, what the fuck's gonna happen?
Yeah. How many weeks were you there total?
It was like mid-September to, I think I had maybe got there right before Halloween.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. About a month, maybe a little over a month that I was there. Yeah.
Yeah, because it felt like you were on the show for a while.
Yeah, it was about halfway through the big 2-on-1.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, that's right. Okay, let's talk about Corinne.
Are you friends? I'm sure you've met her being here in LA.
Yeah, so I met her because I did her show here at Podcast One when she had a show.
Yeah.
And I've said this, I would say it to her face because, like, we're cool now, we're friends. But it was, like, probably, I don't want to say the worst, but most awkward interview I've ever done in, like, the last decade of interviewing. Because, like, I mean, I obviously know, everyone who knows me knows I'm a huge, like, Bachelor Nation fan. Mm-hmm. So I knew, like, everything about her, at least her season. And then I researched as much as I could, you know, like, followed her Instagram and whatnot, because I do that before I interview people.
Yeah, you do a stalking first with every guest.
Yeah, she did not. So it was like, and her little sister was co-hosting. I had flown in from Vegas that day. I was living in Vegas at the time. I would fly back every week to do my podcast.
Oh, wow.
And I was really sick that day. Mm-hmm. And I was on a bunch of medication. And I remember right before that interview, I hit my friend Janet's vape pen. So I'm now really high in a very awkward interview. And I'm just sitting here and I'm like staring at her. And we're like, I think it was like her sister's like a teenager.
Yes.
And she was like, so you were on Vanderpump Rules, but you're not on the show anymore, right? And I was like, no, still very much on. And she's like, oh, okay. And then she's like, so, like, tell me about it. And I'm like, well, it started out as, you know, six friends picked to work in the same restaurant.
Yeah.
And so I'm like going way back. And then she's like, oh, wait, you're married? And I was like, Yeah, got married on the show, divorced on the show. Now it was just like there were so many things that I was like, I felt like I was doing her job for her and I was just like carrying the whole show. And then after I was like, what just happened?
Yeah, that was my life on the show. What just happened?
Yeah.
That was what I had to keep asking myself. What's going on?
Yeah. But after that, and then like running into her at events and stuff, and like we've like become friends. But that just like first interaction is already like there are a few people who I watched on the show, and I have to remind myself because I'm on a reality show. Mm-hmm. You can't judge someone based on the edit on a reality show.
Yep.
But she was one I wasn't a huge fan of watching the show, but I'm like, you know what? I'm like, you'll probably meet this girl and then like really like her.
Yeah.
And same with Crystal Nielsen when I watched her on Ari's season and like her soft voice and everything. And I was just like, oh my God, this bitch. And then I watched her on Bachelor in Paradise and I was like, wait, I love her. So it's like, it's so different when you meet people in person than when you watch them on the show. So I came into the interview very open-minded. I was like, she's probably awesome. They just, you know, she's like the pretty blonde they wanted to make look like a bitch, and I get that. But then after that interview, I was like, damn, it's like I've already had my front tooth pulled out and now it feels like you're pulling the rest of them. But love her. It's all good now. So how are you guys now?
We don't talk.
You never clicked after. Okay.
No, and I think like her and I both know that. Like,
yeah.
We were not people that would have just naturally became friends in real life at all.
Yeah.
In Paradise, you know, we talked very, very briefly and then everything happened. And yeah, I mean, we're fine.
Like, yeah.
We don't really interact. There's a potential that I'll see her. I mean, I'm in LA, but it would be cordial and it's not like we're best friends.
What was it? Was it emotional maturity or
emotional intelligence?
Yes. That's what, okay.
Yes. And speaking of like judging people when you watch them on reality TV, it was really funny in New York. God, this was probably 2 years ago. It was about a year after the show. I was out and met Vinny from Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
And that was one of the things he told me. He was like, you know, I thought you'd be like really stuck up and I thought you'd be like kind of a bitch, but like you're really fun. And I was like, thanks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you can't always judge based on that edit.
Right. Completely.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Would you do the show again? Like, would you do Bachelor in Paradise again?
Potentially.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll never say never.
Right.
I don't know. It's a weird. I don't know how you feel. Like your show's obviously very different than going on Paradise.
Yeah.
But the Bachelor life can just be so clicky, and it's just like a bit of a bubble. And
that's Vanderpump Rules as well.
Yeah. Yep. And it just it's you. I don't always feel like I'm in the best mental and emotional state when I'm in that bubble. Yeah. And so it doesn't feel like it's a place I'm like jumping to go, right? Uh-huh. But I'm like, oh, I'm so excited. Like, I want to go on Paradise again. But, you know, if I'm in the right place emotionally and, yeah. and with dating and whatnot, then it'd be something I'd consider. But I'd probably be pretty like pessimistic
yeah.
about it.
What are some things that you do to like keep your like mental and emotional state like content? Like, yeah. I love to go to spas.
Yeah, I do enjoy spas. I like to do things that are free uh-huh. for my self-care.
Yeah.
So whether it's like taking a bubble bath, whether it's calling a friend, going for a walk, hanging out with my cat, masturbating is a big one.
I have two cats. I feel like people think cat ladies are like so weird. And I'm like, no, it's the easiest animal ever. And like yes. they give you so much love.
They do.
So just shout out to cats. Okay, yes. masturbating, I'm not with you on that one.
No?
No, that has been a common theme here at Shenanigans that I don't masturbate.
Oh my God. What?
No.
Like never.
Never.
Like not even just like with your hands.
No. Look at these nails. You don't want that. I do not want these on me or in me. Like,
oh no. my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay.
So my thing is like if I just kind of need to like decompress and relax, like yeah. last night after this 8-hour dance rehearsal, I'm like, I'm not going to be able to walk tomorrow. So I went to a spa and I got a massage. It's like mm-hmm. one of my things to do, especially with like holidays. It's like yeah. people go through so much extra stress. Mm-hmm. But have you ever heard of Spa Finder?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so it includes literally thousands of spas, salons, and fitness studios all over the U.S., and it has, like, all of the different services you'd want, either massages, facials, blowouts, mani-pedis, and they have yoga, too.
I yeah. like yoga.
So the gift cards can be used at places like Ritz-Carlton, which is one of my favorites. I live in Marina mm-hmm. Del Rey, and I'm, like, right across from the Ritz-Carlton. So there's, like, so many different places, but they also never expire and they add new spas to their network all the time. So
dang.
If you want to not masturbate and get a massage instead, just saying.
Have someone else masturbate?
Yeah. You know, you can maybe get a happy ending. Maybe there are some locations at Spa Finder that does that.
Maybe.
But yeah, just go to spafinder.com/Sheena to save 15% off gift cards of $100 or more. Or you guys can go and enter the promo code Sheena at checkout. And again, that's spafinder.com/Sheena or use promo code Sheena to save 15% on a thoughtful gift for anyone you'd love or just to give to yourself, you know.
Yeah, I'm all about giving the gifts to yourself.
Yeah. So, okay. So, masturbating.
Yeah. Which I will say is not something that I've always done.
Uh-huh.
Like.
And you're a lot younger than me, too. So, I'm 34.
Yeah.
And, like, the only times I have, spoiler alert, Shenanigans, it's happened, are in the last 2 months with my boyfriend while having sex.
Okay.
But incorporating the little tango I got from mm-hmm. a sex doctor who was here.
Okay, okay. I have so many questions about this uh-huh. that I'm going to save in my head.
Okay.
But I will share that it wasn't until the last year, maybe year and a half, that I mm-hmm. actually got really intentional about masturbating. So that was like when I got my first toy.
Yeah.
I named him Jack, and he's like a vibrating dildo. But I have found that even just like masturbating can be really difficult, actually.
Well, and see, and I'm like, I have cats. They will be meowing at the door, like, let me in, hopping up on the bed, interrupting me. I'm like, do I got to put on headphones and masturbate? Like,
okay, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Like, totally honest and true, and that's, like, really vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
So this was probably, like, last week. I was masturbating and using, like, a clit toy.
Yeah.
And Lily, my cat, was on, like, the other side of my bed. And I was like, whatever. You know, like, she's, like, doing her thing, whatever. And I'm, like, I've got my music playing. And I'm, like, my eyes are closed, right? And all of a sudden, she's, like, on my chest. And it's, like, literally coming to sit on top of me. And I was, like, right
there. Oh, my God.
I was right there. And I was just, like, oh, my God. Oh, my God, Lily. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Like,
bad timing.
And I was like, do I keep going? I was like, I'm right there. And I was just like, it was so awkward. Not to like make Crazy Cat Lady seem even weirder.
But I mean, even if you had a dog, like you got to keep the dog out of the room and then they're going to be barking or scratching at the door. Like if you're mm-hmm. home, they want to be around you. They want your attention. Sometimes.
All the time.
Yeah. Penny wants to go and just take a nap on the pillow on my bed, but then she still wants to come out and get her attention.
Yes.
So if I'm in my room and the door's closed, They just want to be in there. They're like, what are you doing in there? Why aren't we allowed in there?
And I'm like, she hears the noises I'm making. Like, she sees the movement. I'm like, why are you choosing now to come and sit on my chest?
Oh, my God.
It was so uncomfortable. And I was just like, I don't want to feel weird about this or, like, shame myself in it at all. But, like, this is the reality sometimes of just what happens when you have animals.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, pushed her off of me and was like, okay, like, how can I get back in this? But I was just like, God damn it, Lily.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Yeah. Masturbating.
Yeah, so I don't have any of those fun cat stories yet. Yeah. My friend Janet, she used to co-host with me all the time, but then the nerve of her to get a full-time job that actually pays.
How dare she?
I know. But that's been like one thing that she's just like so adamant, like, you have to do this. So we took a trip to, I went and met him out in Australia. He's from New Zealand, raised in Australia, and he was playing in the Rugby World Cup, the Rugby 9. And so I didn't make it out there for the game because, like, we had just started dating like a month before, and I was like, let's give it a couple weeks of being apart, FaceTime and see. And then I was like, I couldn't wait to get out there to see him. Mm-hmm. He told me we were taking a trip to this place called Uluru. It's in, like, the middle of Australia in the outback. And what I didn't know was he had this whole plan to surprise me and go to Bali.
Aww.
Yeah, so, like, my parents were in on it, my sister, my best friend. Like, everyone knew except me that I was going to Bali. But I will say, have you ever been to Bali?
Yes, I went once about, I guess it was a year ago now with Vanessa.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you love it?
I did. We had a lot of fun.
I felt like there's just something so magical about that place. Like, it was a big turning point in our relationship. Mm-hmm. But there was one day where he was just like, babe, I was like, okay, fine. If that's going to turn you on, then it's going to turn me on. And we had this gorgeous villa, an infinity pool overlooking a black sand beach. I mean, it was incredible. Mm-hmm. And so the lounge chair got a lot of action. And, you know, I was in it. He was in it. And then, boom, I was like, okay, now I get it. Now I get it. I'm not like an everyday let's do it or every time, but I get it.
Yeah. And I'm not like a every day, like every night. Like there's even like weeks I go where I don't do it, but I do notice how just relaxing it can feel and how big of like a stress reliever. And like if I'm really, really anxious, this was actually something that encouraged me to want to intentionally masturbate more was this saying. It's like, don't confuse horniness with loneliness. And so it was like sometimes I would notice when I would like seek out affection or like connection with like a date or a guy or something, it wasn't really because I was actually like interested in them. It was just that I was horny, right?
Yeah.
And just that like I wanted something in me, but I didn't actually want them in me.
Right.
So it's like I would rather actually learn how to like please myself and have that moment with myself to get rid of some of that anxiety or that antsiness of like I want to just like be with someone. Because then afterwards, then I'm like, oh, I actually have zero desire to get together with that guy.
Yeah.
Like it was just that I was horny.
Uh-huh.
Like and didn't really need to actually put myself out there and go do that with someone.
I totally get that.
Yeah.
I was like telling Janet, I was like, here's the thing too. I have been sexually active for a couple decades now, which really ages me, but I was a sophomore in high school. I was 14 going on 15. Yeah. I had skipped a grade, so I was emotionally more mature.
Mm-hmm.
But but yeah, it was like sophomore year, winter form. I was like almost 15, but yeah, that was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And over the past 20 years, I've really, up until the past like year or two, never really had an orgasm.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, even the whole time I was married and then with my ex-boyfriend, like it took me being single, finding those right fuck boys to hit the right spot.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was like, it happened like a couple times and I was like, okay, yeah, that was amazing. But then it didn't happen again for months.
Mm-hmm.
And with my boyfriend, I'm like, I don't know if it's just the full connection that I've never truly had with someone where it's like physical, emotional, like it's literally the whole package.
Yeah.
But I'm like, wait, this is what I've been missing out on? And I was telling Janet and she's like, that's what I've been telling you. I go, but here's the thing. You can't miss what you never had. It's not like when I was married, I had orgasms all the time. And now I'm like, oh my God, it's been 3 years. I'm like, I can count on one hand before Brock, my boyfriend, how many I had.
Mm-hmm.
Since him and I have been together, like, now I would really have to think, because I'm like, there was, we were in Bali and we counted how many times we had had sex already. And I was like, yep. I'll spare you guys the details, but I was just like, wow. And I'm like, I've never had that many orgasms in my life, let alone we're just in Bali.
Yeah. I've had a very similar experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
counting the orgasms.
Literally. But now I get the hype, and now I'm like, okay, this is why girls, and I mean, guess guys too, but it's like, this is why people masturbate, because of that, like, euphoric feeling you get at the end of it that I never knew what it was. I'm like, I'm not just going to sit there with, like, a toy and be like, okay, that was fun. Like, my cat up on my chest.
And now I do, like, double check, and I'm like, hey, yeah. Where is Lily? Because I don't want her coming up on here like that. Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, I spa. You get off. It works, you know? And you know what some other people do is they love to shop.
Yes.
That's one thing. There's one thing that I've been using recently. I saw a ton of commercials for it. And I feel like when I see a commercial, which I usually fast forward through them, but when I see a commercial multiple times, I'm like, okay, maybe I should actually check this out. Have you ever shopped on and heard of Rakuten?
I have not.
Okay,
tell me more.
So it's one of those free member-based loyalty programs that lets you earn up to 40% cash back in over 2,500 stores.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
Yeah. So it's literally like all of the stores that you would already shop in. Like, I mean, even like Walmart. Like, I... High key obsessed with Walmart. I have no shame.
I'm on the other side. I'm a Target girl.
Okay. See, Target too. But there's Targets everywhere. Yes. I have to go all the way back home to like find a Walmart. So that's just, that's one of mine. But they have like Express, Forever 21, Mace, like a ton of stores that you would already shop at. And especially for the holiday season, you know, places like, you know, a Macy's or a Best Buy are good places that you'd want to shop, but it's always free. There's like no gimmicks, no points to redeem. It's just, it's really easy. And it's like, if you're already spending money buying presents, then why not get cash back, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you guys go to Rakuten.com, click on the retailer you're looking for, activate cash back, and then you just shop as normal. And like I said, you'll earn a percentage of every purchase back and make up to 40% cash back, which is half off basically.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then every 3 months you get paid in the form of a check or PayPal.
Ooh.
Yeah. So it's like free money because you're just getting money back that you already spent. But then when you get it back, it feels like it's free. Mm-hmm. So anyways, you guys, sign up at Rakuten.com today. That's Rakuten.com for your shopping addiction, or, you know, masturbate with your cat. Just kidding. Okay. So back into the mental, emotional health and all of that. One of the other things that I tried to do this past year, I froze my eggs twice this year because, as I said, I'm old and I was single. But regardless, I'm like, just because I'm dating someone, we've been together a couple of months, it's not like we're planning, you know, when we want to have babies. Mm-hmm. So I'm still going to do a third round, probably in February. Because I planned it for January, and then he's like, babe, snowboarding season. I was like, shit, you're right. I was like, okay, I'll push it a little bit. We can have January, but then like mid-February, like I want to do this one more time, and he wants me to as well.
Yeah.
But I started like meditating and doing like sound baths and that kind of stuff just to try and stay not so crazy with all the hormones I was injecting myself.
Yeah.
But as a professional who has like studied this, what would you say are some ways that just like the average Joe can stay in tune with their mental and emotional health?
Yeah. Well, first, I always recommend going to therapy.
I've done that. Yes.
Yes.
After my divorce and then breakup after that, I was so, it's just such a dark place. I was so brokenhearted that I'm like, okay, I think I do need to see someone and I need to talk to someone. Mm-hmm. And I did that up until I booked a huge job in Vegas and had to move out there. And that was like my therapy, working every night, doing a show, making people laugh, being on stage, like headlining on the Las Vegas Strip, something I never in a million years thought I would do. And when I came back, I just think the half a year of therapy and then the half a year of living away, like, it's not that I don't need it anymore. I think we could all use therapy, and I think everyone should go. But that was definitely something that helped me.
Yeah. And I think you know, therapy seems like a really scary thing for some people at first, but it's, to me, the most important piece of therapy is finding a therapist that you connect with, mm-hmm. and, you know, scheduling to do consultation calls with therapists before you go and meet them, and also just, like, not giving up if the first person that you see you feel like you didn't really connect with.
Right.
Because that's something I get a lot of questions about. But I think another thing people can do, honestly, to just get more in touch with their emotions is also listening to podcasts. Like, mm-hmm. a lot of people use that as, like, supplemental to therapy, whatever kind of treatment they're getting.
Yeah.
And that can be super helpful. Journaling is a big thing that I do to just, like, kind of ground myself and make sure I'm checking in with where I'm at emotionally. And I just do one page a night. Mm-hmm. Sometimes if I got a lot of thoughts, I'll do two pages.
Yeah.
But it just helps, like, center me before I go to bed so that, you know, if I find I am struggling to go to sleep, it's usually because I've got a bunch of shit going on in my head. And
yep.
just writing it all out just gets it out there. It doesn't have to be in any kind of specific format. It doesn't have to
whatever
be
works
perfect.
For you.
Yeah, it's just writing out whatever it is you feel like you need to get off your chest. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes I'll start with just, like, I'm feeling blank, and I make sure I fill that in with an emotion, and then go from there. And that can be super helpful to do.
Totally.
Yeah.
So what did you study in school? Exactly.
Yeah. So I got my bachelor's in psychology with mm-hmm. a minor in human services.
Okay.
And I did that in 3 years and then went straight to my master's, which I got in clinical mental health counseling. So right before I went on the show, I graduated with my master's. And then,
so young, too. How old were you when you got your master's?
I was 22.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, I just, when I took my first AP Psych course in high school, I, like, fell in love with psychology.
Mm-hmm.
And then getting my bachelor's in psychology, I was like, I love therapy. And, like,
yeah.
I think counseling's the route I want to go. I'm not super big into research, so I was like, I don't want to do a master's in psychology or get my PhD. I just want to do therapy. Like, I just want to be a counselor, like a mental health therapist. And, yeah, I was 22 when I graduated and then turned 23 and then went on the show. And that whole time I had my license in Washington State as an associate
mm-hmm.
and just didn't practice. Obviously, you get in the bubble of things and you're traveling and there's just
totally.
So much shit happening. So I had no stability in my life and could not provide stability for any kind of clients. But now I've been back doing counseling in Seattle since May and you know, finishing up some hours. So I work with a supervisor, but yeah, I see clients every week and it's super exciting for me and I love doing it. And I'm currently going through training to be a certified sex therapist as well.
Ooh.
Yeah.
See, right when I was asking you, like, things you do when you said masturbate, it reminded me of one of the guests I had here before mm-hmm. who
yep.
does that for a living. That's so interesting.
Yeah. And I mean, it's like, as a therapist, you don't get a ton of training in sex therapy. And
uh-huh.
a lot of people, you know, just promote that they do sex therapy but don't actually have training in it.
Yeah.
And so for me, it is really important that I seek out that extra education and,
mm-hmm.
and supervision and training hours to really actually be able to help people with that. Because in addition to that, most therapists don't actually even bring up sex with their clients.
Yeah.
You know, you're discussing things like anxiety or their depression and or
maybe it's
you know,
because they're not getting laid.
Yeah. and like their relationship struggles and stuff. But usually clients feel a lot of shame around sex, right? Like we're not really raised with language around sex, or at least not
right.
healthy language around sex. So it can be really uncomfortable to just initiate that conversation
mm-hmm.
to begin with. And so a lot of people just doesn't go there in
yeah.
counseling. And for me, I'm like, that is pretty central to like our relationship with ourselves and with our bodies and also with how we relate to others in our romantic relationships.
Yeah.
Like that's a huge piece that should definitely be a piece of therapy.
Totally. Do you know who Dr. Emily Morse is or listen to her podcast?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yes.
So she was who I had on.
Yeah.
And then I've done her show as well. Mm-hmm. And at the time, I think in between us doing each other's shows is maybe, I don't know, 3 months, at least enough time for me to have masturbated once.
Yeah.
So when I got to the set of her radio show, I think she was like so excited to like ask me about mm-hmm. like the first orgasm I gave myself. I was like, the tango's still in a box under my bed.
unopened. But yeah, she got broken out a few weeks ago. And
yeah.
So with this, I mean, it's not even a long distance. He lives in San Diego. I'm here. Mm-hmm. We split our weeks. But he's coming up tomorrow night. And he's like, make sure she's charged. I'm like, who am I? This is so different for me. But I love it. So,
I love the sexual exploration.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, no matter like what age you're in, I think that can be a really healthy thing to do.
Yeah.
And it's something I talk about a decent amount just like on social media. And it blows my mind the messages I get of like, well, what about like all the young girls that listen to, that like follow you and listen to you? And it's like, you know,
they're probably having sex too.
Yeah, exactly. And like, I wish that I would have had a healthier relationship with my own self pleasure at a younger age. And there's nothing like shameful or, you know, dirty or slutty about that. So I'm like, I think we should all talk about it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm definitely more on like team masturbate now than I was before, because I just, I've had long-term relationships in my like adult life, but even when I was single, it was like, I always had my like constant, like my go-to.
Yeah.
So, I mean, God, I feel like an asshole saying this, but it's like I've never gone that long without having sex that I felt the need to do that. I'm also not just like a hoe who was like hanging and banging everyone, but you know, there was always that constant, that friend with benefits or someone. So I never really felt the need to. And I remember a few years ago going to my OB and just asking her some questions about just like my ovaries and all of this, because I had seen one fertility doctor and he told me that one of my ovaries was diminished and I might have trouble having kids and this and that. And I'm like, okay, you say that, but I want to get a second opinion.
Yeah.
So I went to my doctor and I was like, and she looked and she was like, no, she goes, you know, one ovary is a little smaller than the other. She's like, but you know, no two organs are the exact same size. Like,
they're
you're
sisters,
fine.
Like
you know,
your eyebrows.
Exactly. It's like, you know, don't worry about any of that. And I was like, okay. She's like, do you have any other questions? And I'm like, well, yeah. I'm like, also, like, I think there's something wrong with me. She's like, what? I'm like, I have sex. I have a lot of it. And I just don't ever have orgasms. Like, I'm like, I can squirt on top. I can get real wet. But then it's like, okay, that was fun. Like, I'm glad you got off. I'm glad you enjoyed that. But I'm like, I think there's something wrong with me. And she's like, some women just don't. Some, you know, you can only have a clitoral orgasm, or some it's this and some it's that. And she said, she was like, but, and this was, I think, like, I was like 30, 31 at the time. I had like just gotten married. Marriage was shit. Mm-hmm. So sex was not great.
Shit.
but she said, she's like, you know, you're like entering your like sexual prime. So like, you know, and I'm like, here I am at 34 having orgasms. She was right. But I do think too, that part of that, it's mental.
It like, is. And that's what I was going to say. Like, you were talking to your primary care doctor.
Yeah.
And part of what I think is important for people to understand is that when they feel like they're having some kind of sexual dysfunction, quote unquote, or that something's wrong with them sexually speaking, that it can be really helpful to go to someone who is a certified sex therapist, because a lot of these things that we think are like very dysfunctional in us really aren't. And they're just things that are like disappointing because we would prefer that they be different.
Yeah.
And a lot of it is mental. You know, there definitely are people that like have certain symptoms where like biologically, you know, there's things are different and more complicated, and there can be pain or whatever the case is. But a lot of it is just emotional.
Yeah. And I think I'm such a control freak, too, that with this relationship that I'm now in, and granted, it's very new and it's moving very quickly, but I've never felt this way about someone, to where it's like, he actually treats me the way I deserve to be treated. And
yeah, I feel that.
I'm not used to that. And I feel like with everyone I've been with in the past, like, I mean, whether this works out or not, I really, you know, hope it does, because I've never been happier. Mm-hmm. But I feel like with people in the past, it was like there wasn't like that full connection. Yeah. It was like, yeah, okay, you got a great dick. Yeah, the sex is awesome. But it was like, it was awesome for you.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it was just like, well, I'm glad you enjoyed that. Like, I'm such the type of person where I'm such a giver, and I get off on making other people happy.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay.
Well, that's where you have to prioritize your pleasure. And that's where also practicing masturbation can come in handy and practicing that. But I think it's also what you're talking a lot about here is just like having that safety, right? Like feeling safe, feeling secure, to be able to actually let loose of that control a little bit, yeah, to actually allow yourself to feel pleasure.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like right before I get there, I'm like, no, stop, stop, stop. I'm scared. It's too much. And then he's like, just let me. Yeah. I'm like, okay. But I'm like, I almost feel like I'm like, you might need to tie me up.
Yeah. I mean, you can do that. You know? You can do that. You might like that.
Might try that next. But
yeah.
Anyway, okay. Enough about that. So I wanted to know, and if you don't want to talk about it, we don't have to, but I just met him recently. Yeah. What's the status with Derek? Are you guys good?
Are
you friends? Are you dating again? Would you ever tell me everything that you want to?
Yeah. there's no status.
Okay.
This weekend, I heard that he's actually going to be in Seattle, and I'm in LA. So, no, we haven't spoken since we broke up.
Gotcha.
Yeah. No status.
In New York last week, or 2 weeks ago, we had this big event called BravoCon. Mm-hmm. And James Kennedy, who's on my show, we had an appearance together. Mm-hmm. And Derek was there. Does he live in New York?
Yeah, he's in New York.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. One of our publicist friends, Lori, reps a lot of the Bachelor people.
Yeah,
so
Vanessa, who's
Yeah, so I didn't know if like it was maybe like via her, but Lori doesn't rep me or James. And then he was just there, and I thought it was super random, but he was really nice. Just said hi, like knew who I was, I knew who he was, and I was like, thanks for coming. Yeah. But yeah, so I was like, I'm gonna ask. I didn't know if there was like a few articles I saw where you're like, never say never, but like,
yeah, I think for me, like, there's only him and one other previous partner that I've had where I have no communication with, like,
Canada man.
No, well. Oh. Right now, we're not, like, right now, there is space there.
Yeah.
But I'm very good friends with all my exes, except my very first one, which ended up being, like, very verbally and then physically abusive. Mm-hmm. And then Derek, who we just don't talk. And I think, you know, after a breakup, sometimes people really do just need some of that space.
Yeah.
And for me, I'm just like, no, like, let's just be friends, like, right away. Like, we just get to keep each other in our lives.
Right.
And I know that part was hard because I pushed that a little bit more and he really needed space. And so it's been like a year and a half now. And I think for me, I'm like, yeah, that would be great if, you know, we could just have a level of friendship and there not be like weird tension there. But at the same time, it's like we are in very different places and we do have very different lives. And, you know, I don't wish anything negative for him. Like, I hope that he is happy and I hope he's, you know, doing whatever. I mean, he was on Paradise and that.
Yeah. Okay. Wait, let's talk about that. So as like an ex, but like you think he's a good person, right?
Or, yeah. I mean, I don't think anyone is like inherently a bad person. Like, but I think everyone is inherently good.
Yes. But there's like some people who, when they would, like, if Derek was their ex and they see what would happen to him and like him just like going home alone and be like, eh, that's what you get. Like, was it like a little bit of that?
No,
or was it like, aw?
No, to me, it felt like, I mean, I feel for him, right? And it's hard because there's, not that people on the show are not their authentic selves, but there is like a different version of yourself that you do show,
right?
When it's like just you in real life versus like you on the show, kind of.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's hard for me because when I think about this, like, I think of like Derek in Iowa, like with his mom and his sister and his dad, like, and that's what like really gets to my heart where I'm like, yeah, I know he really does want these things. Like, he really does want to like have a family and do all this stuff. And I have my own opinions and thoughts on like how to go about that for him and what that journey looks like for him. But I'm not him and I can't make those decisions for him. It did feel, you know, sad watching some of that, but there was no part of me that was like,
yeah. Okay.
If anything, I was just kind of like, I noticed some patterns and I noticed, you know, that's what I was.
There were rumors that he was going to be the Bachelor, possibly.
I'm sure he would have very much liked that.
Yeah. But yeah, I was like, I mean, because him and Demi, it was like from like day one. And then it was like, just kidding, Christian, my girlfriend's here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lots of thoughts.
Yeah. So, current status, single? Or are you dating someone that you want to give a Canada man name to?
There is a Canadian.
Oh,
Yeah, I mean, I'm dating. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not fully...
Like, if I have someone I wanted to set you up with, is that okay? Or are you, like, dating yeah. one person?
No, so, I mean, like, I'm super excited about one person.
Okay,
and
love that.
We're both very excited about each other. Mm-hmm. He's coming to LA tomorrow.
Ooh, and he's from Canada.
Yeah,
is
yeah.
that a common thing with Seattleians?
No idea. I think something's wrong with me. Like, I can't find people in Seattle to date. It's always long distance.
Yeah,
but yeah, he's in Toronto and
that Canada, not yeah. even like Vancouver.
Nope.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So I do really like him, and we have had a really great start, and I'm excited to see where that goes, but we're not committed to each other, and even if we were, it would likely be some level of like non-monogamy happening there. Mm-hmm. So you know, I have a date tonight with someone.
Ooh.
And then he'll get into town tomorrow, and then we'll spend
yes.
time together. So it's a balance. It's all in the gray area of dating, right? Where it's
yeah.
like, you don't, it hasn't been enough time yet to have those conversations.
Yeah.
And I think this trip will be a time for some of those uh-huh. conversations to be had, because there are feelings there.
Yeah. Just like, so we'll see. Figuring out that level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I do like him a lot. And mm-hmm. He makes me feel like very, very, very gushy.
I like that.
Feel very gushy.
Cute.
When I think about him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of levels, I got to tell you about this new game I started playing. I'm on level 42. Which I don't know if Whoa. I'm proud or ashamed of, because that means I've just been playing it for so long. Have you, do you play games on your phone? Like, if you're, like, at the airport on a long flight or anything?
I'll do, like, charades if I'm with, like, a travel buddy.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is one of those ones that, you know, like, you have, like, the four things in a row and you blast them and there's all these colors mm-hmm. and cute characters. It's called Best Fiends, but this is the Stars version of it.
Whoa.
So on my Friendsgiving last weekend, every year on actual Thanksgiving, I have, like, all my friends who either can't afford to go home, don't want to go home, or just don't have anyone else to spend it with. We do that on Thanksgiving. I never want any of my friends to spend a holiday alone. I've heard some sad mm-hmm. stories, and I'm like, no. If you're friends with me, you're spending holidays with me. Mm-hmm. My family's here. My mom cooks everything. Yeah. So we do that, and then we do our family one the Saturday after. But at our Friendsgiving, we all started a Best Fiends Stars challenge. And mom was winning to begin, so we gave her a few breaks from the kitchen and let her, you know, get some levels. But it's a snappy, quick, very rewarding experience, because it's like one of those instant things. You get it, you're blasting, mm-hmm. you're on the next level. A ton of cute characters. They're all bugs.
Oh.
Too, and the antagonist is a slug, which it's like you feel bad like killing them, but then it's like it's a slug. But anyway,
poor slug.
I know you guys heard me talk about this game last week, and I'm still playing it, so stay tuned to see what level I'm on next week. But like I said, it's one of those things that you just match and blast your way through all of these explosive puzzles, collect a ton of cute characters. The colors are so bright, which I don't know, as a stoner, I just love. But there's even like a fun social feature that allows you to team up with friends and family, like we did on Friendsgiving. So
that's so nice.
Yeah, you guys can download Best Fiends Stars for free on the Apple Store or Google Play, and go ahead and like leave me some comments on the Shenanigans Instagram and let me know what your favorite characters are and what level you guys have gotten to, because I want to know that what I'm telling you, you're following, you know, influencer here.
Influencing. Got to follow
you.
Up on the influencing.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. So do you ever see yourself moving to LA like so many other Bachelor people do, or are you like a Seattle girl for life?
LA is not my vibe.
Yeah. So I met you once and that was here, but I mean,
yeah.
it was a birthday, it was like Halloween thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So.
And I mean, I think there's bits of LA that I could see myself in, like potentially Venice maybe, mm-hmm. but I.
So that's right. I'm in Marina Del Rey. So,
yeah.
I mean, I love the West Side.
Mm-hmm. It's, for me, Seattle is so casual. It's so, like, each little neighborhood has its vibe, and you have the mountains up there. I'm so mm-hmm. fucking love the mountains.
It's on my American bucket list. That is yes. one place I haven't been. I've been to Portland a couple times, mm-hmm. and I always just want to, like, extend the trip and go to Seattle,
yeah.
but it hasn't worked out yet. But I know there's a rugby team in Seattle that my boyfriend was wanting to look at playing for, because he just played in the Rugby 9 World Cup. They have the San Diego League, but I think, like, the team was already full. And he's like, well, maybe I'll just go play in Seattle. And I'm like, we just started dating. What do you mean go play in Seattle? He's like, well, you know, you just fly back and forth. I'm like, you're already driving back and forth 2 hours. Now you want to fly back and forth 2 hours. So I might be in Seattle soon watching some rugby games is my point.
Yeah, I mean, but you totally should. Seattle is such a great city, and I feel like it's so my vibe. I mean, there's, like, work reasons that would be maybe beneficial to live in L.A., but it's not, like, I don't feel totally drawn here. And again, like, most of the people I do know here are, like, bachelor world, and that's not my real world.
Yeah.
So it would feel...
It's not the real world.
Like, it would just not feel in alignment, and I'm trying to be super intentional these days about making sure that everything I'm doing feels in alignment with what I actually want in life.
Yeah.
So I don't know that being here.
Totally.
Being here would be that. But, I mean, Toronto is potentially moving either to New York or L.A. in the next year.
Yeah. And I love New York. I've never been to Canada. That's also on my bucket list. Yeah. But Seattle, I think, because I'm, like, a huge Grey's Anatomy fan for the last, like, 15 years, however long that show's been on.
Yep,
even though they don't even film it there, I've always wanted to go to Seattle. And then I jumped off the Stratosphere, which is, like, the Space Needle Hotel in Vegas.
It's terrifying.
And I've just always wanted to see the Space Needle in person. So.
I absolutely love the Space Needle. I have a view of it from my apartment. And it, like...
Oh, that's so sick.
It has a red light at the top. Mm-hmm. And one of my favorite things to do is, like, to meditate to the red dot and, like, breathe, like, focus on my breathing, like, in and out as the red light comes on.
Do you masturbate to the red dot too?
That sounds like a laser pointer,
right?
Which, like, when we think about Lily and, like, cats involved and, like,
okay, before we go, last thing I wanted to talk about. So right before we started this show, we were watching the sneak peek of Pilot Pete's season of The Bachelor, and what do you think about Hannah B possibly joining the cast? Do you think that's going to happen? Because the way the trailer looked, it looks like she's back for him. And, I mean, I know they do wonders with editing.
Yeah, it did. Honestly, when I first watched it, I was like, no, like, they're just doing that just to, you know, tease it and get people excited and make it look super dramatic. But it really did actually look like he was asking her, like, will you join this season and, like, be here with me?
Yeah, and maybe, you know, take another trip to a windmill.
Yeah. I mean, wherever you gotta go.
Well, I'm excited. That's back, I think, January 6th, because Vanderpump Rules is back January 7th, which I'm so glad we're finally not on Monday nights anymore, because we are constantly competing with The Bachelor and Bachelorette and Dancing with the Stars and Monday Night Football, and I'm like, yeah, what else is on Tuesday? Nothing that I can think of. So anyway, all right. Well, thanks for getting into some fun shenanigans with me. And I'm excited to do your show. And you guys will get a double dose of Sheena and Taylor on shenanigans and next on yours.
Yeah.
So tell everyone where they can find you and listen to your podcast.
Yeah. So you can find me on Instagram at Taymocha, T-A-Y-M-O-C-H-A. And most people think that's, like, because I'm brown, but it's actually just because I'm a crazy cat lady. Again, I'm going to loop it back here to that. My first cat, her name was Mocha Joe. And I, like,
oh my God,
combined
I love that.
Our names. I was like, we're Tay Mocha.
Yeah.
Just, like, very on brand, you know?
So cute.
And then I host the podcast called Let's Talk About It with Taylor Nolan, where I'm definitely going to ask you a lot more questions about masturbating, about relationships, all the things.
Okay, well, let's go talk about it. Thanks for listening, guys. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Shenanigans. Download new episodes every Tuesday and subscribe on the Podcast One app at podcastone.com or at Apple Podcasts. And don't forget to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts.
Looking fine and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy. Miss me, kiss me one more time. Get over here, boy. I'ma make you mine.
Yeah.
Do you want it?
Let me see you shake that.
Do you need it?
Let me see you shake that.
Do you want it?
Let me see you shake that.
Come and get it.
Let me see you shake that.
Step in the club, little...
Hello, hello, hello. It's me, Kelty, from the Lady Gang Podcast. We're kicking off the celebration to International Lady Gang Day on December 10th. Yep, it's a national holiday that we made up ourselves. That's right. From December 1st through December 10th, we're going to be hosting all types of giveaways for Lady Gang merch, gift cards, workout classes, contests for shopping sprees, beauty sprees, all leading up to our main event. One lucky listener of Lady Gang will win a trip to come meet us in LA and be a guest on an upcoming episode of Lady Gang. Head on over to theladygang.com to subscribe to our newsletter, and that's where you're going to find out how to win your chances in all of these giveaways. And make sure to listen to new Lady Gang episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. And we'll see you on International Lady Gang Day.
Hi, I'm a helpful Southern California Honda person. And as usual, we've been doing random acts of helpfulness, like helping fix a flooded basement and donating food to a community holiday event. And during the Happy Honda Days sales event, we can help you too, with a great deal on a reliable award-winning Honda, like the Civic. And people buy Civics more than any other car in California. Click the dealer locator link to find a dealer near you and go to SoCalHondaDealers.com to suggest a random act of helpfulness for someone you know. Based on IHS Market calendar year-to-date August 2019 for the small car segment, new retail registrations in U.S.